Blog Talk Radio.
Change of heart. Give me back all my.
Listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, that was music from the group Change from 1984. Classic Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis production right there called Change of Heart. Good evening to you. I am your host, Dallin Fleming. Of course, this is another Throwback Thursday night. I'm here from for the next 2 hours, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Do it every Thursday, playing nothing but the hits, funk, R&B, and soul, 70s. 80s and 90s music from the way music on the way from the family. We got some Climax on the way, and I got some 90s jams on the way from Johnny Gill and Men at Large. So make sure you guys tune in, and I want to thank everybody for tuning in on the afternoon drive. Of course, Wardell had his Throwback Thursday. Shout out to Phoenix. Of course, he had a topic, had a little discussion about, you know, about love. And And I just love the fact that they have these conversations, and I'm just kind of like a fly on the wall. I had to, unfortunately, I had to go. I had a call that I had to, you know, take, but I'm here. Again, 2 hours, you got me. So make sure you guys tune in. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. And if you can't catch me live, you can go to Solar Records Radio on Facebook. And like the page, tell a friend to like the page, and you can just check out the playback. And, of course, let me know what you think of the show. Again, I want to thank everyone for all of your support. You can go to WardellPottsJr.com if you want to donate, or if you want to get some cool merchandise, Solar Records Radio merchandise, that is. You can get some mugs and caps and shirts. And again, we're in a pandemic, so I'm sure we still have some masks for you. So Wardell Potts Jr. or Solar Records Radio. .com, and you can go to the Cash App, $ Solar Records Radio, all one big happy word. So, but anyway, let's go ahead and get this show started, man. I am a big fan of Chaka Khan, so it's only fair to play a classic from Chaka Khan from 1984. I started off in 1984. I'm still continuing with 1984. This is, of course, this was a Prince remake. It's called I Feel For You. You guys keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio.
You wanna hug, you wanna squeeze you too. So let me take it in my arms, let me feel you with a charm, chaka. Cause you know that I'm the one that keep you warm, chaka. I'm making more than just a physical dream. I wanna rock you, shut the baby, cause you make me wanna scream. Let me rock it, rock it. We'll be right back. wanna do is Chaka Khan. Let me rock you, Chaka Khan. Let me rock you, cause I feel for you. Feel for you.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio. That was music from Johnny Gill. Of course, that was from his, self-titled album. As a fact, I want to say it was either his third or his fourth album, his third solo. A lot of people thought that the one that came out in 1990 with My was like his debut, but he's been around really since like 83. But that was Wrap My Body Tight. The album, if I'm not mistaken, went like double or triple platinum. But it was a great album. Of course, it had My on it. Feels So Much Better. One of my all-time favorites, Lady Du Jour. It's an amazing album. Shout out to Johnny Gill. You know, the dancing got better. Actually, this song, if you guys love the music, of course, the late 80s and the early 90s, you remember Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis had a certain style. And, of course, L.A. Reid and Babyface had a certain style there. This song, if you listen to this song, Wrap My Body Tight, as a matter of fact, let me say this first. On that album, Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis and L.A. Reid and Babyface worked on that album, producing some songs on that album. You listen to Wrap My Body Tight, that sounds like LaFace stuff. But no, Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis produced that. Again, sounds very close to like that LaFace sound of the early 90s. But here's the kicker. You listen to Fairweather Friend. If you remember the song Fairweather Friend, you think that was Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. No, that was L.A. and Babyface. But here's the thing. They respected each other's craft so much till this day, you know. So when you're listening again, when you listen to those sounds and say, hey, that's Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, that's L.A. and Babyface, and you can kind of tell those distinctive sounds as far as in their producing. It's a mind screw, for lack of a better word. It's a mind screw to hear Fairweather Friend and Wrap My Body Tight, because you would think one group of producers produced this one and another group of producers produced that one, but it's a straight switcheroo. So that was cool about it, because when I first heard Fairweather Friend, I thought that was Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, because you heard Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis would be on that album, would be on Johnny Gill's album, and you're like, huh, that's a Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis song. But no, Fairweather Friend was produced by L.A. and Babyface. And again, Wrap My Body Tight with those little taps, the little drum taps and whatnot, beat taps, whatever you want to call it. You listen to that, you think, okay, that's LaFace. No, Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. So I'm blowing your mind right now, guys. It's all good, man. Of course, again, I played Wrap My Body Tight from 1990, early 1991 by Johnny Gill. Of course, before that, Club Nuvo from the album from 1986, Love, Life, and Pleasure. That is Situation Number 9. And, of course, started off the block, the old Prince remake. Of course, that is Chaka Khan's version of I Feel For You. Love that music video. And I want to, you know, get into that a little bit, because I, you know, we lost Shabadoo. Shabadoo was, you know, he was a friend of mine, and he's been on my show on my old radio show many times, and just built a rapport. Didn't get a chance to see him do his dance workshops out in Van Nuys when I was out there. So I hate I got a chance to miss that, but I met him. I didn't get a chance to, you know, see him do his thing at his children's workshop. But the crazy thing about that is when I asked him about the music video, I asked him about the I Feel For You music video, it was shot two different ways. Chaka Khan shot the music video, but they added Shabadoo and Boogaloo Shrimp and Anna Lollipop Sanchez. They added them because they were doing some type of, fashion fair. It was kind of a fashion demo reel, and they just spliced it together. And I was just so amazed. Until from 1984 until what, 2013, 2014, I did not know that they shot that video two different ways. And I'm still in awe. But again, rest in peace to my brother Shabadoo. Of course, Adolfo Quiñones, an icon. that I grew up watching, you know, watching the breaking movies and whatnot. But again, brother, rest in peace. I definitely miss my friend. And hanging out with me, of course, is my buddy, Wardell Pies Jr. What's up, Wardell?
So, did someone just pass away, Shabadoo, or was that a while ago?
Well, no, Shabadoo had, of course, he passed away back in December, if I'm not mistaken. But I had played I Feel For You by Chaka Khan, and he was in that music video. And I just kind of wanted to kind of talk a little bit about, you know, when I had him on my radio show, my old radio show, and they shot that music video in, at two different times. They just spliced it together. And,
yeah.
I mean, it just looks so... It looks so well done, you know. It looks like it's very, the continuity is there. I was just amazed at the video, but just, you know, again, they shot it as some type of fashion demo, and I was just wow. Man, what you dropping over there?
I was putting my doggy treats up. I was putting my doggy treats away. Sorry.
It's all good, man. But hey, I appreciate you hanging out with me, man. We got an hour excuse me, we got an hour and 30 minutes left of the show. Again, I'm gonna have Wardell do a couple of blocks, you know, since he's hanging out with me. You know, you can't leave. No. But no, man, I want to thank you guys for tuning in and hanging out. Again, we got big things coming in 2022, so please make sure you stay tuned and all of that good stuff. But let's go ahead and get into some music, man. I'm going to give you a classic from 1988. See if you guys remember this. This is from the lovely Miss Joyce Sims. The name of the song is called Come Into My Life. Guys, you're listening to Throwback Thursday Night, Don Fleming, Solar Records Radio. Of course, Wardell Pies Jr. on Solar Records Radio.
I'm gonna do my life, I got to go my- I've been walking you all night long, baby. I've been wanting to get next to you, darling. You look so good, baby. And I just want to dance with you. I don't want a friend, 'cause I need romance. I just want to hold you near, whisper in your ear. The picture is clear, I want you, my dear. Let's slow dance with you.
I want to slow dance with you.
Slow it down. Now that I have you in my hand, we'll gently slow dance right away. Ooh, music's almost done, but we can still have fun while wasting time. Let's go to your place of mine. Let's slow dance. We can slow dance. I wanna dance with you.
Listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, this is Throwback Thursday Night. I'm here every Thursday night from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, playing old school R&B, funk, and soul. And the dog is barking every time I turn his mic on. He's always got potato chips in his hand. He's putting food, dog food away. The dog's barking in the background. It is all good, man. That was music from the Gentleman Ruffin album from 1980. Of course, that is the late, great David Ruffin, Slow Dance. You know, the lyrics to that song, Wardell, is just amazing. See, we were talking about lyrics earlier today in the show, and, you know, the positive positive words or the songs that just kind of make you feel some type of way. I think a song like this called Slow Dance, he said, I've been waiting all night long for a slow song to dance with you. I don't want to jump around. I don't want to boogie down. I don't want to prance because I need romance. I just want to hold you near, whisper in your ear. The picture is clear. I want you, my dear. Let's slow dance. See, you can't go wrong
that's
with
what
that.
That's what I'm talking about.
You cannot go wrong with David Ruffin's raspy voice saying those things to you. You know, I mean, I'm a guy. And I'm just like, hey, David, go ahead.
I mean, but he's saying it with class, not with trash. He ain't talking stuff that the kids can't hear. He's saying it with class, like, you know, I mean, and that's so good. That's what I'm talking about right there, man. And, you know, I just so proud of the way that they did the lyrics back in the day. It was so good, so good.
And that album cover is just, it's so player. If you go on the page, I posted the video, the link. If you go to the comment section, that's the album cover, his Gentleman Ruffin album cover, and it's just so dope. And shout out to the lovely Miss Sheila Johnson as the model. She's beautiful, just amazingly beautiful woman. But, I had to hook that up. You know, I haven't played that in a while, but Slow Dance by the late, great David Ruffin. Before that, from 1973, took it all the way. The year before I was born, from Miss Sylvia Robinson, the late Miss Sylvia Robinson, Pillow Talk. Of course, Sylvia Robinson went on to become like the big wig behind, she founded Sugar Hill Records. And she's deemed as really the mother of hip hop, or the godmother of hip hop, because Sugar Hill Records produced the Sugar Hill Gang. And Sugar Hill Gang, of course, you knew how they blew up. They blew up, you know, with Rapper's Delight and whatnot. Sylvia Robinson was behind that. Again, from 1973, that was Pillow Talk. Very, very sensual song. I love it. I love it. Of course, started off the block, 1988 classic from Miss Joyce Sims. The name of that song is called Come Into My Life. I love that song. I love the beginning little piano, is it piano or organ thing going on? I still don't know my piano thing, different types of, but no, I love that little thing in the beginning, and then she starts kind of, you know how I can't get that high.
What?
But, so I love that song. I know, man. Coming to My Life from 1988. Again, we got an hour and 9 minutes left of the show. We got plenty of time. I got plenty of jams for you. We still got the family on the way. We still got some Climax on the way. So, but man, Wardell, today, and I want to kind of jump in a little bit and kind of give my two cents, because I didn't get a chance to kind of hang out with y'all earlier show. Shout out to Phoenix. You had mentioned about lyrics. You had mentioned about you had played the OJ's Love Train. And you described it so beautifully, man. Can you kind of go back, if you can remember, old man, can you kind of go back to what you felt as far as the lyrics to that song, Love Train? Because I think it's just brilliant. And I'm going to copy off of you and use the words that you use, because I co-signed behind you 100%.
Wow, that's, you know, that was a long time ago. How many days ago was that? That was earlier today, right? You know, as old folks, we can't remember right now.
Can you remember?
Exactly. You remember? Yeah. Okay, so I just remember I was just reading like part of the lyrics to the song, because, you know, we were talking about how, you know, powerful the lyrics was, how amazing and how, you know, the music was good. When you're younger, you're just like, we're just jumping up and down, having a good time, enjoying. We're not really old enough to understand some of the lyrics that are being said, but it just, but most people just enjoy the song. They don't even know what it says, except for maybe the chorus.
Mm-hmm.
The verse, they verses, they don't really, it's just, they just, oh yeah, this feels good. And we just had a really good time and stuff. And so, and I was saying that, you know, as I got older, I started really paying attention to the lyrics when I got, you know, in my 30s and stuff. I was listening to the lyrics. I was like, man, that's a good story that they're telling. Good. And so it's just so cool that we could grew up with that, because it wasn't just about the good music, but the whole, the story around it was amazing as well. And for instance, you know,
right.
This year's song with the Love Train, and it says right here, you know, get on, people all over the world, join hands. The Love Train, it says, start a love train. It says, the next stop will be England. Tell all the folks in Russia too, and China too. Don't you know that it's time to get on board and let this train keep riding on through. And it's like
well.
We're talking about R&B songs. Talking about R&B lyrics, R&B songs, and they're talking about something so much bigger than just a dance song. Just, can you get on the floor? Can we
right.
shake your booty? Let me see. You know, they're talking about something that was so much more powerful, and that's why we can look back at old school and go, wow, that was some good music. Because it was not just the good music, it was great lyrics as well. And I'm so proud to, you know, of my friends, the writers and producers that I got to know later as I got older and got involved in the music industry. And I was just so proud to be able to say thank you. Thank you for leading the way.
Wow. Well said. I think, you know, when you listen to a lot of that Philly sound, of course produced by Gamble and Huff. I mean, what, Kenny Gamble and Leon Huff, just amazing writers. I mean, pretty much started a revolution in Philadelphia, you know, as far as all of that great music that come out, you know, Tom Bell, Bunny Sigler, you know, all of them. And you know, I just love how those brothers are just, you know, especially with Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes and you know, with Phyllis Hyman and, you know, just the passion that they put in the lyrics. And it's just, you know, again, Philadelphia revolutionized, to me, soul music, you know, as far as America, as far as this country. I mean, people in Seattle was playing Love Train. I'm people in Oakland and down south. It just wasn't about a region, because, you know, we kind of get real sectional when it comes to like that regional music. It's like, oh, this is our music and this is what we play over here, and it's never played in Denver or anything like that. But no, that was one of the things about Philly soul music, that it, to me, it just captured, it encapsulated just this whole country, not only just the world, let's just say the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but as far as, I'm just talking from a country standpoint, because it seems like we get real tribal, because it was like the South only listened to Stax and Muscle Shoals, the Midwest only listened to Motown and Chess Records, and, you know, and West Coast, you know, only listened to Solar or whatever. But it wasn't like that, you know. Just
no.
Good music is good music, and words can move you. If those words can move you, it doesn't matter where they're from. I don't. You know, Isley Brothers, T-Neck, New Jersey, you know, it's like, you know, T-Neck Records, you know. So it's just the beauty of words, you know, into song, that's carried in the song. To me, it just transcends just this regional vibe. So Love Train by, and the fact that the OJs, they were from Ohio, you know. So
Right.
That
right.
It was still incorporated that Philly sound. You know, we talk about the Jones Girls when we had Shirley Jones on the show. You know,
yeah.
Those sisters from Detroit, rest in peace to Brenda and Valerie. But Brenda and Valerie. Of course, Shirley is still with us and everything. But yeah, they were from Detroit. And I always talk about like that Motown Philly. You know, the Spinners. You know, the Spinners were from Detroit. You know, Felipe Wynn's from Ohio, but just that the Spinners, that the nucleus of the Spinners, they're from Detroit, and they adopted that Philly sound. So that's the Motown Philly going on there too. So I just love it.
Yeah.
Go ahead and sing it, man. Go ahead and sing it.
Motown Philly, that's
there you go.
Doing a little East Coast swing. Yeah. Man.
We're having fun, man. I love it when my brother is hanging out with me. My partner is hanging out, and we're just, you know, shooting the breeze and everything. Because of COVID, you know, there's not been a lot of concerts and, you know, but how we kind of cope as far as having music and things like that, there's a little thing called Versus that a lot of especially a lot of younger generation, a lot of my generation, kind of get those old school artists to kind of quote unquote battle each other as far as they put out, they hit one artist put out like their truck of hits and the other one put out their little truck of hits and they kind of go against each other, but it's all love at the end of the day. They had one the other day with Music Soul Child and Anthony Hamilton. And, of course, Anthony Hamilton and Music Soul Child are one of what you may call, especially in the early 2000s, like this new wave of soul music. And, of course, they're not, you know, any 90s or anything like that. But I want to play a couple of their, you know, I want to do this block dedicated to them because a lot of their, especially like their first couple of albums was just amazing, man. And I, of course, I got this out of I got this out of Goldie Mac's stash. So shout out, of course, rest in peace to Goldie Mac, man. What a brother had a plethora of just great music in his library. And but yeah, I had to, you know, get a couple of his songs and play some of his songs on the show. But Anthony Hamilton is just amazing. He's got that down south. He's from Charlotte, North Carolina. He's got that down south cornbread, collard greens type soul music, you know, especially like the first album was like cornbread, grits and collard greens, fish and collard greens, something like that. But it was a great album. Of course, Music Soul Child is from your neck of the woods. Music Soul Child is from Philadelphia. And he was one of those new wave of Philly soul because you had Floetry and, of course, The Roots. But Questlove was doing his thing as far as, you know, bringing a lot of that Jill Scott and all of these artists that kind of brought in that new wave of Philly soul. But let's start it off with Anthony Hamilton, man. I'm going to take you back to 2004, give you one of my all-time favorites from him. Of course, this is called Charlene. Guys, you keep it locked right here. Throwback Thursday night on Solar Records Radio.
This morning found a letter that she wrote. She said she's tired that I'm always on the road. Too hard to swallow being alone. She needs someone at night that she can hold. She must have told me 1,000 times more. Silent cries I used to ignore. God knows I love her, didn't mean her. Sitting here waiting on you to come home again. Waiting on cause I really love this whole music thing. Since I was a child, it's been my dream. I can't support her, treat her, and spoil her. You know, buy her the finer things. But I forgot about loving her. Damn the money, diamonds, and pearls. What about the hard days she had with the baby? All she needs is for me to love.
Baby, I don't feel sitting here waiting on you.
I'll be waiting.
I won't wait. Promise I'll be here till the very end.
And I promise I'll be here.
Out of my system.
That's from your stash, man. That is Babyface, right?
Babyface. Absolutely. You know, they got that little Solar thing going on there. As a matter of fact,
I love it.
Tune in tomorrow for Solar Celebration. Tune in tomorrow. So, yeah. I'm trying to hang with you, Don, because you were pretty smooth. You've been hitting it real smooth, my brother.
I was jumping on him. Keep it smooth, Wardell. No, I'm joking. Just trying to get him on his toes. No, that was, of course, 1989. Of course, that is Tender Lover. I love that music video, man. Of course, it had Bobby Brown. He did his rap version in the song and all of that. But I love that. I love that version. Of course, before that, of course, I gave you like a little verses. Little mini verses, of course, Music Soul Child from his Just Listen album from 2002. That was a Half Crazy, of course, started off the block. Anthony Hamilton, Charlene. And you know what? I like looking at, you know, when it's on Instagram Live, I like looking at some of the comments people make when they do, you know, because people are so creative. And one of the funniest comments, if I can, let me go back to it. I think one of the greatest comments ever, I think Anthony Hamilton was performing Charlene. And I'm going to it right now. Give me one second. Because I don't want to get this one wrong. I think here's the comment. I'm convinced Anthony Hamilton was born in a pot of collard greens.
Oh my God!
He's got that down home. I guess he's got that down home voice. And someone said, "I'm convinced Anthony Hamilton was born in a pot of collard greens." I'm like, greatest comment ever. Greatest comment ever, man. And my wife and I, as a matter of fact. This was probably 2013 or 2014 at the Riverfront Amphitheater here in Little Rock. We saw Anthony Hamilton perform. And also, we saw the Whispers. The Whispers performed. Of course, the Twins and LaVell DeGree at the time, Nicholas was sick. And, man, what a great concert. I think it was Anthony Hamilton, Dougie Fresh, for all you hip hop heads out there, and The Whispers, and I think Midnight Star, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, wow.
I've seen Midnight Star like three. Yeah, it was a great concert, man, and I enjoyed myself. Me and my wife, we got like the VIP table, so we're right there in front of The Whispers at our little couples table, but they were performing. Oh, is it Howard Hewitt performed there too? I'm trying to remember. Did Howard perform?
Wow,
I've seen Howard a couple of times. Yeah. So it's kind of like a little mini Solar thing going on. But yeah, I love it when they all come to town, man. Midnight Star comes to town, or even like, no, they're not Solar, but Frankie Beverly and Maze is one of the greatest concerts I've been to. Stevie Wonder came here, and me and my wife went to see Stevie Wonder. You know, granted, it was like $90 a ticket, but it's all good, you know. But here I'm complaining about $90 a ticket. But no, Stevie was just amazing. God, we had a lot of great, of course, Roger and Zapp. Well, Zapp at the time, of course. I think Roger had passed away, I think, about 5 years earlier. Man, we have a lot of these funk concerts. Bootsy Collins come to town every now and then, so I'm there. I'm always there. I'm hoping to get Dynasty to come, you know. Dynasty needs to come. Leon, all of them. That dude, even the dude on the drums. Who that brother?
I don't know. Set it up.
I don't know who that is, man. You know what? What you got coming up, man? What you got coming up? I know I'm going to put you on the spot, but we got about another 42 minutes left of the show. Again, Wardell and I are just having a blast, and, of course, he's cooking dinner for Gala. Of course, shout out to Gala. I am holding him hostage here. So what you got for this block, man? I'm putting you on the spot.
Okay, I can start it up. I'm about to start it up. You ready? You ready?
I was born ready, sir. I was born ready, sir.
Let's go.
What do I keep my mind? Up
Listening to Solar Records Radio, of course, Throwback Thursday from 1985, giving you a little Minneapolis funk. Of course, that is The Family, 1985, Screams of Passion. Of course, before that, 1982 classic from Mr. Jeffrey Osborne, Providence, Rhode Island's own Jeffrey Osborne, brothers from Providence, Rhode Island. That's what I'm talking about. And, of course, started off the block. From 1973, music from Bloodstone. Give you a little Philly soul, Natural High. Got about another 27 minutes left of the show. Again, thank you so much for tuning in and catching me live and checking out the live show. If you can't catch me live, you can go to go on Facebook and go on the Solar Records Radio page and check out the playback. Let me know what you think. Again, thank you so much for supporting the show. If you guys want to consider or continue to contribute, you can go to solarrecordsradio.com or wardellpottsjr.com if you want to get some cool merchandise, or you can go to, we have a Cash App. Yeah, got a Cash App, though. I was like, wait a minute. I'm having a blank moment. Just, you know, I'm teasing Wardell about his age, and here I am. Anyway, no, it's $ Solar Records Radio, and make sure you can get a chance to donate. Please do. And thank you so much for supporting the show. I'm going to keep this music going. Again, we got about another 26 minutes left of the show. Again, I am just so happy to have a friend, I would say, a great friend. Got a chance to have lunch with her when I was in L.A., and just an amazing person, a good person inside and out. Big fan. I'm always a big fan of all of these solar artists, man. And, you know, having a friend like Wardell, you know, just to be able to, you know, tap into just that solar love, I'm just so amazed. And we got him back. He left, and then he came back. So, but no, Wardell, I was letting the people know, man, that you know, having you as a friend has its perks. And I get a chance to talk and rub elbows with all of these artists I grew up listening to and admiring, man. And I'm going to play some Climax. I'm going into your stash. I'm going to play some Climax. But, man, just, you know, I know I'm putting you on the spot, but just tell me some memories you have. And I know it's probably, you know, do too much. You don't give away too much because we got tomorrow, you know, celebrating the legacy of Solar 3 to 5 tomorrow. But just tell me just your memories of Climax, of being around Climax, if you got a chance to just kind of, you know, kind of hang out with them.
Well, you know, as far as Climax goes, they were young ladies that were, you know, putting the groove down really hard in the rehearsal hall, right? We were on the second floor and they were on the first floor. And, you know, I just remember Bernadette Cooper, who put the group together, the drummer, you know, I remember her sweating so hard and just like, you know, making sure everybody, you know, just that she got that pocket. Like she was like, I'm representing this and I make sure that no one tells me that I'm not. And, I mean, she played her heart out and she did a great job and, you know, putting the group together, being the leader of the group and making it all happen for them. So very proud of her.
Wow. And again, you know, you hear the stories, and I'm not here about all of the gossip and all of the rumors. I am, you know, Cheryl Cooley's a friend of mine and got a chance. Again, that's the person I, when I was out in L.A., had lunch with her. She's just a sweetheart. And, you know, again, later for that other stuff. But yeah, man, she's just an amazing. Go ahead.
No, I said absolutely. I agree. You know, we don't have time for that, but we do have time to give you know, people their flowers while they're still here, like you always say. And so,
And
I like, you know, just want to lift them up. Cheryl Cooley's a sweetheart. She's, you know, I enjoy talking to her. I talk to her maybe once a month and just chop it up. And then, you know, but the whole band, they were really sweet ladies, and we had a great time. You know, great relationship with them, and we recorded with them. Dynasty recorded with them on some of their stuff, and it was a learning thing for them. As you know, we were, you know, doing, you know, the records for everybody—not everybody, but most of the groups—and and so for them, you know, they came in, and Dick wanted to keep it at a certain level with Leon leading the pack. He wanted to keep it at that level. And so, you know, and so that's how, you know, we ended up working with them. And then Otis Stokes and Steve Shockley from Lakeside started producing them on the next album and stuff. And then they started, you know, working with Lakeside and getting that kind of sound. And that relationship grew, went on for a while, as we got very busy producing everybody else and then going on the road ourselves. So, but yeah, it was a beautiful time working with the ladies from Climax.
Wow. And you know what? We got about how much time we got left again. I can just listen to you tell these stories all day. So just want to remind everybody tomorrow, of course, kicking off Solar Weekend, celebrating the legacy of Solar Records, the music, the artists, just all of that great music that came out of Sounds of Los Angeles Records. But I want to go ahead and start this block off, you know, keep it kind of slow and mellow. One of my favorite songs from Climax, if I'm not mistaken, the Divas Need Love 2 album, from 1986. This is featuring Howard Hewitt. This is called I Still Say Yes. You guys keep it locked right here. Throwback Thursday night, 105, John Fleming. You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, this is Throwback Thursday night. I'm your host, Don Fleming. Go ahead and wrapping it up. That is classic from 1984. That was music from Ollie and Jerry. Of course, Ollie Brown and Jerry Knight. Of course, they were formerly of the group Radio. And, of course, with Ray Parker Jr. And they went on and just did this beautiful duo that ended up going on the, if I'm not mistaken, the Breakin' soundtrack. Of course, that was from Breakin' 2, Electric Boogaloo. Of course, that is the title song. Before that, Men at Large, 1994 classic, the remix, Let's Talk About It. And, of course, started off the block, Climax, 1986 classic, I Still Say Yes, featuring Howard Hewitt. Again, it's going to wrap it up for me. Thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out with me again tomorrow. Kicking off the Solar Weekend, celebrating the legacy of the sounds of Los Angeles Records. Of course, 3 to 5 p.m. Make sure you guys tune in and hanging out. And thank you so much for hanging out with me again. Catch me every Thursday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. playing old school R&B, funk, and soul. And again, got big things coming in 2022. So, hey, we're just in February. So, you know, it takes a little time. So, but guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Going to close out. I want to wish you guys a beautiful, happy, I hope you guys had a great Black History Month. You know, Black History Month to me is every month. But, you know, every now and then you get February, you get that shortest month, you got to give the best out of it. So, and that's what we're doing here at Solar Records Radio. So it is all good. Going to close out, man. I got a classic from the group Parliament. You guys have a great Thursday night. We'll see you guys tomorrow. This is Aqua Boogie. Of course, for Wardell Potts, I'm Don Fleming. You guys take care of yourself. We are out. Solar Rex Radio, we out, baby.
And so I gotta wait, but I'm just like, I need for them to come back, because I really
right.
need to see the numbers of, is it gonna make sense for the actual monthly payment going to nine? Like, first off, I'm like, okay, this should make sense, because I'm not paying a down payment. Nine. They already told me how much for taxes, closing costs, and all that stuff. So I already had that money saved. And then I just happened to look up one of the people, the actual inspector that my realtor ordered. I actually happened to ask, hey, is this a good inspector? And someone said, yeah, they did a knock inspection. I was like, oh, they're good and thorough. So I was like, oh, I've been lucked up on somebody that's, you know, that's on knocker's list. So I was like, okay, cool. So they already had that